Hi, I'm Stacy Hyde, and I'm back for another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And I'd like to follow up on an episode I did last week about being mindful of your spending and unplugging from your screens and getting out in nature, and talk a little bit about spring cleaning now. In a way to make us feel better and calmer, it's not a minimalist lifestyle necessarily. It's, as Michael Easter says, he's an author who wrote a book called The Scarcity Brain. It's not minimalism necessarily, it's gear, not stuff. And what do we mean by that? I love tennis. So my tennis racket, my tennis shoes, my tennis balls, my bag, my ball machine, that's gear for me because I love it and I have the stuff that I need. But then there's also things that maybe I used to do a lot of and I have, but I don't do it anymore. That's now stuff for me. It's not stuff that I'm using. It's not stuff that I really enjoy. So that's the type of thing when we look at sort of the Marie Kondo, does this bring me joy type analysis. That's the stuff that as I go through spring cleaning, I need to pull out. An ingenious thing I still haven't done it yet, but I think I may try it this summer, is if you keep some of your clothes in a closet and some in another closet, or if you move the current season's clothes front and center in your closet and move the prior season, like the winter stuff, to the back for spring, when you go to the current season, turn your hangers around backwards. And as you wear them, hang them up normally. What this shows you is, oh wow, I did not wear that item at all this season. With the thought being, if it's not a special occasion dress that you only, or outfit that you only wear for, you know, a black tie affair or some formal event, if it's a normal something that should be worn either to work, to work out, or to hang out on the weekends, and you didn't wear it, chances are you can probably get rid of it. You can give it to a charity, you can give it to a homeless shelter, whatever it is, you don't need it taking up space in your life. And if you get rid of that and you create more space in your closet, then it's easier to put your clothes away, it's easier to keep things organized. So that's a way to kind of look at it if we're talking about clothing. Other things that happen is, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of cabinets in my house. And it's real easy when somebody's coming over, it's some stuff that's sort of clutter on the counter. My daughter makes fun of me for the amount of stuff we have out in the bar area in our kitchen, is to take it and stuff it in a cabinet and then forget it's there. Well, obviously, I didn't need it if I haven't noticed it's there and I open that cabinet and it's like, oh wow, what is this? Now, some things like family photos and things like that, well, don't really necessarily want to get rid of that. Maybe scan them might be good, but then you have to worry about where you're going to store all that data. But you may want to get rid of duplicates if you've just stuffed stuff in there and you haven't noticed it in over a year, it's a good time to pull that out and get rid of it. I have found that, you know, my husband and I, weirdly enough, seem to move every 9 years or so, and that's always been a good clean out. And in all the purging that I've done around that, I only accidentally gave away one thing, one box that I missed, and it was a Christmas box. And the only thing from that box that I really noticed that I missed is I had little hangers that were weighted that sat on my mantle that held stockings. I was very sad about accidentally giving that box away, but it was the only thing in all of our moves and in all of the packing and giving away that I've ever really missed. And so I think that we get so attached to our stuff that we forget that it's the people in our lives. And that's what I tell people often, is invest in experiences, spend time with your kids, spend time with your loved ones, because those are what you're gonna have And those taking up space in your mind, that's good space because those are good memories. It's not all the stuff. And I know that you probably think, well, I want my kids to have, you know, the shoes that everybody else has, that have this, that have that. I promise you, if they have relationship with you, that is going to be much more important to them longer term than having all the stuff. It's also going to be better for your budget, and it's also likely going to bring some peace into your life because you're helping them resist the urge to try to keep up with the proverbial Joneses. I've been listening to a podcast called 50 Fires, and they talk about people's relationship with money's and earliest relationships. And maybe because the host is in his early 50s, he tends to interview people in a similar age cohort. And I think what is interesting, and this is true of my own life, when I was a kid, the only people we had to compare our stuff with was the people who lived in the neighborhood. You know, did they have a nicer big wheel? Did they have a Schwinn bike versus the Walmart bike? You know, it really, we weren't comparing it to the whole universe. It was just, that was what everybody had, and we pretty much ran wild. We were the feral children of our day. And that, I think, gave us a sort of freedom, and it kept some of the comparisons at bay that today are much more common because you're able to see everything on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you get your information, and it's harder. So having those conversations both with ourselves and with our kids and those close to us will help us kind of level set and keep from chasing and being in that sort of hamster wheel of accumulating more stuff. Sorry, I think I got off on a little bit of a tangent today. Thanks for hanging with me, but here's to more people and experiences in your life, less stuff, only having the key gear you need. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less.